Nicely with Martin Bester.
We're talking just now about these amazing games coming up at Loftus Versfeld, the rugby season in full swing. URC, Vodacom Bulls playing. Oh, the first, well, those three back-to-back games are all local derbies, so you know it's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Stormers, Lions, Sharks. And as they've been doing lately, and I love the vibe at Loftus because they always go to great lengths, making it a whole lot more than just the game.
Yeah.
The game is already just enough, but the music, the bands, van die piesang skrit tot jewels tot, I mean, almal is daar, you know, to get the vibe going. We have our own space there. Go and check it out. It's going to be, you're going to get a VIP invite to Loftus Versfeld like never before. But don't wait, get your tickets. And there's some other interesting things happening as well. And to help us more with that, our very special guest now, Lyle Mapu. Lekker om jou te sien by, welkom.
Hi, thank you guys. Thank you for having me.
Different, groot veranderinge, eh? You were just talking about big changes in life.
Yeah, Lyle stopped playing last year.
Stopped playing last year, September, so obviously getting the transition right now, especially for me going into coaching, sort of a, not really a new environment, but obviously in the coaching side of things, so I have to take my playing cap off and put my coaching hat on. So yeah, I'm very excited, yeah.
Is it, what are you getting more nervous for, playing or coaching?
most probably playing. coaching at the moment comes very natural to me, so I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. Do you get passionate? Are you one of those passionate coaches? Because I see on TV, I see sometimes the coaches lose their cool, eh? And you have to watch because if the camera's on.
That's tempting at times, but obviously for me, obviously, is to make the player better. So I'm so passionate to make them better that I like working with them and see, obviously, how they improve. Especially working with the youngsters, I enjoy that.
Now, from coach to coach, what is your advice to Jake at the moment?
Yeah.
Winning rugby. Just play winning rugby. That's
yeah, it's been a tough season, though.
Yeah, it's been. Obviously, you always know as a rugby player, you get those slumps, especially in the performance side. And sometimes you want it to be perfect, but it's not always perfect. You're going to get a patch where you have to dig deep and obviously win those games, those tough games.
Yeah.
And every game is tough. There's no easy games, but the Vodacom Bulls are very proud outfit, and I know they obviously can turn it around. I mean, to get back to winning ways, they know how to do it. So I'm back them.
Yeah, the injuries don't help. I mean, as a coach, the secret was most of my nerves. Because I would just imagine you're a coach and one of your big players goes down. You know, like Rassie, where you watch Andre so many times the other years, and now even with Sasha and stuff like that, then it's like that moment. Oh.
Yeah.
And that's what Jake is having now.
Yeah, he's out of fly halves at the moment after Jan Kruse's latest injury.
Yeah, but there's obviously a lot of injuries, and that's part of the game. And they have a big enough squad, I think, to slot a few people in there. We saw that Vali slots in there quite comfortably. You have Buta there, obviously, as a 10 as well. So I think the Vodacom Bulls are quite covered for now. But obviously, you lost your first choice. It's always tough.
So you're not playing anymore at all? You don't want to play?
Don't you miss it?
Hang on. What's happening?
I'm on a bit of a sabbatical at the moment.
Oh, is that what you're called? Sabbatical.
Because I was looking at your age. What are you, 35?
Oh, 36. 36
now. But between yourself and Cornell Hendricks, both quitting, in the last year, I thought you guys still have something. You've got some magic. And teams do need senior players.
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, Corny is my buddy, and I'm looking forward to seeing him play there over there. I felt I could probably push a year or two more, but again, also you have to listen to the body. And obviously, a lot of things happened, especially last year. We obviously also took my mind away from rugby a bit, and then when I came back, I started focusing a little bit on the coaching side. But I do watch the game, and I'm like, I would have stepped inside.
the temptation.
No, definitely.
Oh, the temptation. Yeah. But you, I mean, you keep fit with other sport as well?
No, definitely.
What do you play? You keen on golf? No?
Well, I haven't gotten back into golf yet. It looks like I've taken a sabbatical there as well.
Okay, sabbatical on golf. What are you doing?
But pretty soon I'd like to get into golfing as well. Yeah. But I quite enjoy stepping into a ring now and then and training, you know.
Now, you see, this is now where it gets...
This is a thing now.
Now where it gets
like
interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. You've boxed before against... Who did you box again?
Last year, I boxed against Elton.
Yeah.
I saw
Ella at Ellis Park last weekend.
You boxed Elton Yankees.
He was looking good, hey?
Is it?
No, he's working out as well, guys. He's looking pretty good.
It was a tough fight.
I missed that.
It was. I mean, the build-up was like, easy, you know, you're going to box your friend, you know, you're just going to go through the motions, maybe, you know, punches here and there.
Really?
Heavy punches. But once you step into the ring, then the heat comes and everything goes out of your mind. What you train is like... Yeah. Now I just want to throw some punches, but it was fun, man.
Who won?
We enjoyed
it. Yes, that's a very important question. Who won?
Boxing won at the end.
No, but it was weird because this one wasn't adjudicated by judges. The audience had to decide who the winner was, and it was nice. And I think you got the biggest.
Yeah, I got the decision at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why?
We're gonna do it again
at Loftus. If you thought that these three back-to-back games are already exciting, I've got something to tell you and something to share with you. Coming up next, Lionel Mapu. By the way, I keep noticing you've got massive hands. I honestly do not want to get in the ring with you. So I feel sorry for whoever you're boxing next. We'll get more about that in a moment. Lionel Mapu, rugby legend, in studio this morning. And I have iemand box. So as you heard, our very special guest on the show this morning, rugby legend Lionel Mapu, and he's not going to be seen in action on the field playing for the Vodacom Bulls necessarily for these upcoming derbies, but he's going to be boxing. He's boxed before. He's beaten a lion before, Elton Yankees.
Yeah.
So this time round, apparently there are seven boxing matches happening in one of them, and surely what I'm looking forward to is going to be Lionel, but the question is, who is he going to take on in the boxing ring? We know it's another rugby player.
Yeah, I wonder who.
It is the one and only Marnitz Bosso.
Whoa!
Hey! Three of our legends. Marnitz, goeiemôre. Marnitz, is he there?
Did he run away already?
He's not klaar, man.
Marnitz. No, he's lying. I'm not doing this, by the way. Just because I'm a Vodacom Bulls fan doesn't mean
I mean, they did say they're struggling to find opponents. I don't know.
No, there's something wrong with this. Marnitz. Oh, it felt like he was there for a second.
Don't get cold feet now, Marnitz.
Okay, well. Do you know him? Do you know him well?
I know him. I played with him for a couple of years.
Is it?
Yeah.
They spent a couple of years at the Lions together. After you came from the Cheetahs, right?
After the show.
Is he a nice guy or was he a bit chirpy on the field?
Very nice guy, very chirpy at the same time.
Better to play with him?
No, it's good to play with. Better to play with.
Okay.
Most probably, he can chirp you a bit if he wants to.
Oh,
if
really?
He wants to, so.
Okay, I like that.
I'm sure.
I like that.
He's
like
a fly half. This isn't a competition, Lionel.
That shouldn't be.
Sure.
Okay.
2-0 against the fly half.
Is he thinking we're going to bet him back on or not? There's a problem. There seems to be a problem with our lines going down. But listen, I want to say to you all the best. backing you all the way. Sorry, Madness. Obviously, for obvious reasons. And have fun. It's going to be so, so lekker. It's going to be a big day. Vodacom Bulls playing the Lions Emirates at Loftus. Yeah. Emirates Lions at Loftus Versfeld. Oh, is he back on now? Let's see. Madness, morgen.
Morgen, Martin, gaan het?
Ons het net so genok jaarke weg. Nee, gedankie en jy.
Nou, definitely not run away,
hey? No. Marnus, weet jy, Lion het een paar dinge vir ons nou vertel op die lucht van jou. Mostly nice things.
So jylle
ken mekaar goed, jylle het al saam gespeeld, teen mekaar gespeeld, maar het jy al ooit gedink jy gaan om boks?
Nee, ek moet wees, dit het nog nooit, ek wil amper sê, ek nog nooit daar aan so gedink nie, maar ons is nou hier, en ek voel toch iemand van die Leeuws moet hulle hand opsteek vir die Jekskijt al.
Absoluut, en it might as well be you, maar nou, ek weet nie of jy nou geluister het op die lucht nie, Lina het gesê, jy kan nie skop nie.
Kijk, ek het nou een tykie lang terug laatst geskop, maar het is ok as ek nou kan skop, ek net kan bok.
It's okay, man, you can't sidestep either anymore, it's fine.
I just overheard him say to our producer, Lionel is te stadig. Yeah. So.
My hands are very fast. My hand is nog so vinnig soos altyd.
Quick ads. Yeah, just some parting words from you, man. Sien jy uit na die boks geveg en natuurlik die game ook. Jy sal seker die game ook voor die tyd bietjie check.
Ja, verseker. Nee, ek sien baie uit. Ek was eintlik baie baie lank terug in Pretoria, Johannesburg area gewees. So hier is nou ideale geleentheid om net bietjie vir die bulle ook te wys dat daar nog bietjie iets anders aan die heekskei is. Ek sien verskriklik baie uit, hè.
Ja, lekker man, jy is een groot sport. Last couple of words from your side, you looking forward to it?
Definitely looking forward to it. Marnus, we should sit together so I can just find out your game plan.
I won't post on social media, I don't want to give away too much.
Definitely looking forward to it, it's going to be fun. Getting into a ring is always fun. Obviously the training, hopefully you'll get a bit of training in as well, because I won't go easy on him.
It's on.
It really Whoa. Is.
It's on. And tell me, how many rounds did they give you?
I'm not too sure if it's, it'll probably be 3 rounds. Yeah.
Do you need?
3 rounds.
2 minutes each?
No, 2 minutes each. 2-3
minutes.
Marnus,
het jy 3 rondes nodig?
I think in the second round, about a minute in. We can get it going.
Okay. I'd hope it was 12 rounds so I can give the fans a little bit of a show. Eh?
Guys, I am loving this. You are great sports and all the best. Have fun. So looking forward to these games. Lionel, thank you for your time. Madness, lekker met jou op te vang.
Thanks, Martin. Thank you, Spot.
22. Cheers, Madness.
Cheers, Madness.
Cheers,
Lionel.
Thanks, man.
Ciao.
Bye.
They're still so nice to each other now, but it's gonna change. Lionel, good to see you, my friend. And all the best with the new role that you're taking on. Really lekker fun wat jy gaan neem met die boks. And we will see you at Loftus. Come and join us. Hulle het vir ons so lekker spasie daar gemaak. Ek weet nie of jy gesien het nie.
Yeah, there's a deck there, so
that's right.
That's correct. Yeah.
I'll definitely come join you guys. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
There we go.
Love about you, everybody.
You're with your online family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.